My name is Keisha.
Yes, I went to Kenwood. Yes, I know Eddie Curry. We used to go together. Yes, I have a son. He is an elite basketball player.
Okay.
See, I see in your paperwork you have another son.
Yeah, he likes science.
I'm gonna look up a blood.
A little clip right there here on Extension 720. Coming up this summer, the viewers to Comedy Central are going to find out just how funny the South Side of Chicago can be. A new comedy, the scripted comedy, takes place in Inglewood and follows two community college grads who are working at a rent-to-own company. But they aspire for more. The entrepreneurs come up with several side hustles, and hilarity ensues. The show is a scripted comedy co-created by Bashir Salahuddin, Diallo Riddle, and my guest tonight, Sutan Salahuddin. Bashir and Sutan are brothers. Salahuddin has also created Lane 44, which is a not-for-profit that aims to give back to the youth of Chicago's South Side by exposing them to film production. Sutan Salahuddin is in studio. Welcome to Extension 720. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Justin. I greatly appreciate it. Everybody from WGN, thank you for having me, Pete. See you in there. Also, I just want to compliment you all on this view. This is amazing. You guys... Everybody from WGN audience, you need to check out this view. It is amazing. This is where Justin sits.
That's right.
And looks.
You can see it on WGNradio.com on the stream. But for you, this is a show that has been highly anticipated for a lot of us in Chicago. I've talked about it a couple times now.
It's got a buzz.
So a buzz. Now that you know it's coming out this summer and the air dates are about to be released, how does it feel?
It's hard to stop smiling. I don't know if you've ever tried to stop smiling or stop laughing when somebody, one of your best friends, cracks a joke and you just can't stop laughing. It's hard to stop smiling. And it's hard to stop smiling because it's been a complete labor of love. I mean, from the moment we thought about the project and started doing the project and doing the show and in the writing room and all the special writers and then just the comedy, man. I'm very proud of this project. I love it like a newborn child. And I'm waiting, like, in the maternity ward of shows, when the maternity baby comes, I'm standing there waiting. So that's how I feel. I mean,
all right, well, sum it up for us. And I want to get into Lane 44 stuff as well.
Okay.
But sum it up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, as I kind of summed it up, these are a couple of entrepreneurs on the South Side who are continually coming up with the next big thing. They're looking for their side hustle. Tell us the plot.
Yeah, well, I would say I'm going to speak to the character of Simon. And that's the character that I play on the show. And one of the things that he represents on the show as his character is how most Chicagoans have a side hustle because it's so hard to make it as a blue collar worker in this world. You got to be doing something extra. So he represents everybody who tries to do it the right way but gets knocked back, who tries to get a side hustle and that's taken away. So he is the guy that represents the undying spirit of Chicagoans who are trying to better their lives.
Now, you guys fought and succeeded in shooting this in Chicago. This was a big part of the experience because we had Diallo Riddle in here talking about how this show had to be shot in Chicago.
Yes.
It couldn't be on a soundstage somewhere.
Yes.
This was important to the creators to put it on the South Side.
It was very important because, one, this is a comedy coming out of Chicago, Illinois. And a lot of people around the world or outside of Illinois expect Chicago to be just bang, bang, shoot 'em up. And they don't know of the rich culture. They don't know of all the wonderful, beautiful parks. They don't know about all of the laughter and the fun that we have on the South Side because that's never seen. So this was a special opportunity to not only let them see into our world, but come laugh with us. And quite frankly, it's time for something funny.
Yeah.
And I'm just honored to be a part of that.
It is. It's funny you say that because I read an article today about the show, just about the long legacy of television shows that have been shot in Chicago. And they talked about Good Times. And Good Times being one of the shows which was funny and everybody knows it. But in a way, it was a comedy and it was funny, but it also painted a picture of what Chicago was like. And in that way, it almost stuck around for a long time. Mm-hmm. That people not from Chicago sort of saw Good Times, which was a sitcom, as what Chicago was like.
Ain't we lucky we got it? Well, I think it was a sitcom for that time frame, that time period when it came out. Also, one of the things I really enjoyed about that sitcom, and a lot of people don't really talk about this, but that sitcom had a strong father lead role on that show.
Right.
And that, for me, was really good to see as a youth. So, in my experiences this summer, being in Chicago, filming on the South Side, a lot of the children would come out when we were in between scenes. They would come out and be like, hey, man, where you from? Where you get them Jordans from? What you wearing, man? What y'all doing here? How do I get involved? How do I get started? How do I do this, man? Literally, verbatim. That happened to me at least 6 times one day. And that is where Lane 44 was
born. So tell us about Lane 44. This is a not-for-profit that you are at the helm of that really wants to give youth in Chicago a look at the film production world.
Yeah. Actually, I'm a co-creator of Lane 44. I actually, the other co-creator of the show, I'm still thinking Southside. The other co-creator of our nonprofit is Debbie Holstein, and she's also the director. Very talented. And we were talking about my experience over time, and we were just like, hey, let's just pull the trigger and do this and work on it. So I didn't do it all by myself. I did conceive it based on my experience, but I had a lot of help to get to where we are. And for me, the most important part about it was providing a new exposure to the youth of Chicago's South Side. Like, not many people are going to their area and providing opportunities, providing employment, providing a lane to a world that you never knew existed. And the beautiful thing about, and I didn't conceive this in the beginning, but one of the byproducts as we continue to talk and flesh it out is after the youth from the South Side start a major motion picture project from the beginning to the end, pre-production to wrap, you know what they're going to have when they're done? They're going to have a credit. They're going to have a bona fide credit, a credit that they can use if they choose to maybe join one of the unions, because, you know, you got to have a credit to get work. You got to get work to get a credit. So it kind of removes that barrier for them.
And that it has been a barrier for a lot of people, regardless of where you're from. It's really about getting that credit. That is the way that you start to build a foundation for a career in Hollywood or in the entertainment industry.
That's right. And it's just, also, but even past that, it's the end result is the credit. That's great. But the journey, the process, the way they change, the things they'll see, the things they'll learn, taking the unbeaten path, being able to do that, have access to it, that is what is the most beautiful part about it for me.
Well, it's funny because tonight the show is really, we're kind of loosely basing it on performance. So we have a lot of different people on the show tonight talking about performance, maybe some of the anxiety or sports. There's coming up here, Kelvin Hayden will be here. But
that's cool.
But the idea that so many kids at such a young age, they want to be in front of the camera. They want to be the ones that are the stars. But there is something that rarely gets talked about the performance behind the camera.
That's right.
And that's something that you found out on Southside and creating the show. But there is a performance element to creating what's in front of you.
Yes, it is. All the way from the writing room, all the way to camera, lighting, sound, catering, all of those things. And yeah, most children or young people want to be in front of the camera, but we don't know if they want to be behind the camera because they're not exposed to that. How do you know if you want to be the director? You never had the opportunity. You never shadowed one. You don't even know what they do. You don't even know how that process starts. So you've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, exposing them to the myriad of production opportunities when in a major production is just so beneficial.
At this point, where kids are going to get that experience is when they get to college, right? You're going to get they make a choice to go to film school.
Decide to do that, yeah.
But the point being that it's art school. It's expensive. It's a process to get into that, and it's also really it's prohibitive, meaning that there's only
there
a certain amount
there.
Of spots. There's barriers.
There are barriers.
So there is something to be said about getting to kids at a younger age if they're interested in this industry, as opposed to when they're making decisions on their career.
I mean, if you look at let's take Tiger Woods for example, right? His dad had him playing golf when he was what?
Right. 4 years old.
Did he just recently win a Masters? Need I say more? So you do the same thing with a youngster on the South Side of Chicago who loves to write, who loves being creative, doesn't necessarily want to play basketball, doesn't necessarily want to go to a science fair or go to museums all the time. He wants to act, write, produce, all those things, and probably does it with it on his phone all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. Him having a platform to feed and grow that, hey, we don't know if this guy's going to win an Emmy like Tiger just won a Masters down the road. So for me, and I think the thing that I'm really, really passionate about is like, I believe in our youth. You know, we got a lot of programs, and I'm not saying anything negative about any other program, but I know that there are a lot more programs for youth that are in trouble or who need to be straightened out, or those programs exist. Mm-hmm. But where are the programs for the kids who just want to do something different and just have a different exposure? So all the programs are very valuable, but I've seen just the need. And when you're looking into the eyes of the youth and you're in the power position where you're the lead actor on the show, and the show is going through the neighborhood and everybody's loving it and the kids are looking up to you, even though some of them are 6'5", it still makes you feel great. And I felt motivated to do something. So, I feel honored. I feel blessed. That's why we're here.
Well, we'll continue the conversation. We'll take a quick break. Sutan Salahuddin is in studio. He is the co-creator of the show Southside, which is going to be on Comedy Central this summer. Indeed. He's also behind Lane 44, which is a not-for-profit that is wants to give back to the youth of Chicago Southside by exposing them to film production. We'll talk more about that coming up here on Extension 720, so stay with us. Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Sutan Salahuddin is in studio. He is the co-creator of the show Southside, which is coming to Comedy Central this summer. Also, the not-for-profit Lane 44, mm-hmm. which is its aim is to get kids involved in film production. How do people find out more about that? Do you have a website for Lane 44?
Justin, I'm glad you asked that question because I was thinking that right away. Really, for the youth in Southside of Chicago and individuals who like to donate to Lane 44, it is www.lane4.org.
There you go. Easy to remember.
Yep.
The .org. All right, for you, this is a labor of love, as you said, yes, to do Southside and to be a part of film production in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up in Chicago, and you get the opportunity here to work with your brother to be able to put a show together.
Yeah, man.
When did that love of entertainment, performance, production, where did it come from?
Oh, that came from my mom and sitting at home with all of my friends on Thanksgiving and just talking about each other and just that fever of who can be the funniest in the living room. We've always performed for one another in the home. I used to go to Bashir's performances all the time. He is dope. But outside of that, it just came from doing stand-up, being funny, just being a natural, just mm-hmm. my natural personality. And then I realized, hey, I might be pretty good at this comedy stuff. Let me work on it. And then once I started working on it, I was like, oh.
There's something, I mean, obviously doing stand-up, you have that rush, that immediate rush of being right in the room with the audience.
Oh, yeah.
And you get this, you can press harder if you need to, you can back off if you have to. TV is entirely different in the mm-hmm. way that you don't know what people are going to respond the way they're going to respond when they watch this in July, and you're not going to be there to be able to turn it up, turn it down, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about that performance, about changing the way that you perform from a stage in front of a live audience to doing something like Southside mm-hmm. On Comedy Central, scripted.
Yeah, well, doing stand-up is more a personal experience, and that's the love of comedy, love of making people laugh, and just performing. This is the pros when you get in front of a television. And let me tell you something, so all those aspiring actors out there, you better eat your Wheaties, you better work out, and you better be serious about it. Because when the cameras, when the makeup team comes and puts your makeup on, and wardrobe comes and puts your wardrobe on, and the cameras start rolling, and the money starts being paid for, it starts spinning right there. And you don't remember your lines, you talk about pressure? Oh, so that is a pressure that in the moment, you will know if this is for you or not. And that's how much pressure it is. So either you lean into it and embrace it and become it, or you crumble. So pressure does one of two things. Either it busts pipes or it makes diamonds. Like that.
I do like that.
You can keep that.
Thank you. There is something as well to the pressure and the anxiety that has to go into mm-hmm. making a television show when you're a co-creator. You're a co-creator. You're in the writer's room. Yeah. This is your concept. What do you have to do to prepare to go from co-creator and the person who came up with the lines to the character that delivers the lines?
I got to completely forget about the writing room. That's over. It's done. It's completely switching gears. We are talking about performance now. We are talking about making the words that all of the wonderful writers in that writing room put together come to life. And it's not just me. It's everybody involved. That is, and wanting to do that, not just for myself, but to make the show the best the show can be. Because this, believe you me, I may have had did some of the lifting, some of the heavy lifting as well, but this show is more important than just me. Or it's about our total, complete team effort,
mm-hmm.
and it's about making Chicago proud and just bringing something funny. So there's an extra mental push to excel and perform and just like literally forget about it and just do your thing. Because you wouldn't be in that position if you didn't earn it. And even if you don't believe in yourself, that's not me, but I'm just saying, if somebody doesn't believe in yourself, you're going to find out right then and there. And you have to believe in yourself. You have to know that you got the goods. And that's the kind of mindset I think you have to have when it comes to acting stand-up. And I want to talk about something else really quick, because you mentioned this. You were talking about an energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing performing. When you do stand-up, I don't know, any comic who says this doesn't happen to them, they are not telling the truth. Right before you get on stage, there is a rumbling in your stomach, and it's a nervous energy. But it's not a scared nervous energy. It's an energy like, yo, I'm getting ready to open up this present and tell them what's going on. So that kind of energy right there scares people if they don't know what it is.
Right.
And that's that same energy when you're getting ready to do every scene all day long. So,
and with television, and I've heard this from so many different people, that confidence you're talking about, that energy, it you have to self-generate it. The crew around you, if you're doing film or television, they can't laugh.
Yep.
They can't make a noise.
Yep.
They can't do anything to give you any sort of positive feedback or reinforcement that you're doing a good job, that you're hitting what you're supposed to be hitting.
Yep.
So it really does have to come from within.
That's right. And the way you know you're hitting is when the director's like, all right, moving on, next thing. Or like, oh, that was great. Do it again. That was perfect. Can you do it one more time? Oh, that was almost got it. Do it one more time. And then you're like, oh, I'm in a hole. I better get my stuff together. So, you know, it's and that's really not, that's not saying you're doing bad. This is something that I learned. That doesn't necessarily mean you're doing bad. It means that either A, you're doing a good enough job where they want to see variety, or there's something in there that they're still thinking about and they need, and you have the skills to do it. We just got to figure out a way to direct you to it. And that's the beauty of good directing.
And I would imagine that your job
Shout
has
out
a lot
to Michael
to do. There you go. Your job has a lot to do with communication as well, because you have to communicate not only the written word and your job as a writer and a co-creator, but you have to communicate with the directors and everyone to make sure you're getting what needs to be got.
Yeah. I mean, it really starts with the whole crew. Like, how you treat people and how you carry yourself on the set the whole time is the mind state and what determines whether I think you're going to be successful or not. If you're in there expending your energy, joshing around and not focusing on, because your job is to say lines in front of the camera. Everybody else's job is to make sure it's ready. So if you show up and you're not focused, and especially if it's the last take of the day, oh man, you don't want to hear the people in the light. You don't hear the light guys go, oh, you're like, oh my God, everybody's trying to go home. So to your point, I think, you just really got to be focused, and you got to think bigger than yourself. Like, you got to think about the let's not even talk about Comedy Central and their expectations, because they've been great, and they're doing everything they need to make you be, to put you in a position to be successful. Shout out to Comedy Central, love them a lot. You just got to you got to want it. You can't kind of like, you got to want it.
Yeah.
Go up, grab it and claim it. That's how you got to be.
The show Southside, the comedy, will be on Comedy Central this summer. Sultan Salahuddin is the co-creator.
Right.
I was trying the whole time. with his brother Bashir Salahuddin and Diallo Riddle, they are
great guys.
Co-creators. This show will be on. And also Lane 44, which is a not-for-profit looks to get the youth of Chicago Southside involved in film production. Sultan, so great to meet you. Thanks so much
for
coming
Justin.
In. And we appreciate it. Good luck.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Love it.